First things first, JP, we were all just talking to Brett Laurie over there and talking about hockey and how you've gotten into the game and stuff like that. He says he easily wins a skating competition with you, and in dropping the gloves on the ice, he would take you out no problem.
He's crazy if he said that he could take me out on the ice. I mean, he definitely has me on the skating. He grew up skating on ice. I grew up on rollerblades and roller skates, so I would say that he'd have the upper hand. But you know what? I'll be throwing the heck out of some haymakers and some blows, so I think it'd be a good one.
You really gotten into hockey. Has it just been this winter or since the Blue Jays drafted you, or how's that gone?
I've always liked hockey. Since I was a kid, I've always enjoyed hockey. My cousin played roller hockey, and I used to go to all his games. He used to strap me up as goalie and, you know, rip shots at me. But now, for me, the biggest thing is now I've been able to, you know, meet a lot of these guys. So, you know, with the Leafs, the great guys I've gotten. So I watch every one of their games. I bought the center ice package. You know, some of the guys from Nashville, I go to the games where I live now. I just like watching the guys that I know. I really love the game. It's a great game. It's something that I wish I could have been able to play, when I was a kid. But, you know, I just really love the game.
And, you know, I've been to one Preds game down in Nashville. The winter meetings were there a few years ago. And it doesn't get a lot of play, the hockey in the States, but the Gaylord Entertainment Center is a really nice place to watch a game.
Yeah, no, it's the Bridgestone Arena now, and they have good fans, good players. I mean, it's a pretty good arena. It's fun to watch, and I mean, just hockey in general. You can go wherever. I went to that Memorial Cup last year, and that was fun hockey. So it's, for me, I just enjoy the game. It's a good game. It's a fast-paced game. It's an aggressive game, so I like it.
All right, baseball now. Jay's got a new closer, and he's got a killer slider. Are you looking forward to catching that?
Yeah, he's got a lot of good stuff. He's got a great slider, a good fastball, and a good changeup. And he throws, you know, obviously in the mid to high 90s. So it's crazy to me. For me, what's crazy is how much success he's had and not having thrown pitching for, you know, that long. And he's only going to get better. Guys get better. And he's a great guy. He's a competitor. So, you know, I'm pumped. I called him right away, and I'm pumped to have him out here. I'm pumped to have him as a guy to go out there in the ninth inning and lock it down for us.
Talking about Sergio Santos, obviously, and it's not meant to disparage Frank Francisco, who in the second half of last year was just unbelievable. But the back end of the bullpen was a bit of an issue for the Jays last year with the 25 blown saves.
Yeah, no, Frankie at the end of the year was lights out. He did a great job. But, you know, blown saves goes from the sixth inning on, and it's a stat that's huge. You know, let's say we blow 15 of those games, we win 10, we're in playoffs. You know, I think Alex has done a great job of solidifying the back end of our bullpen. We got four guys in Casey, Darren Oliver, you know, Santos, and Jesus, and Fraser. Sorry, no, I got getting the sick here. So I think that having those four guys is huge. Fraser obviously has a ton of experience, and he's been a guy who's been lights out. Casey, you guys know what he can do. Darren Oliver is a good guy and a huge lefty for us, because lefties are, you know, big in the bullpen and in the East, and everyone knows that. And then to have a ninth inning guy, every good team has a good bullpen, and so I'm excited. Obviously, that was a big problem for us, and it's a needed that we needed to address, and we've obviously addressed it.
You had a pretty strong rookie season, every category except the batting average, but you drove in a whole bunch of runs from the bottom of the lineup, and you hit a whole bunch of home runs. While a year's going on, I guess at the end of a season, after a couple of months, people will say, you know what, all this stuff happened, but I was so caught up in it day to day that I really didn't notice. Is there anything that now, when you look back, you take with you into next season and say, this is what's going to make 2012 even better?
I just think the experience. I think the experience is huge. A lot of it last year was learning on the fly. You know, being able to grab that experience while I'm playing, which is tough, and especially at this level, it's tough in my position. You know, Brett comes up third base is the same as any third base he's going to play in little league to the big leagues. You know, you come up here and you start catching. Now it's a whole different monster. You got the AL East. You got to go out there. You got to call pitches. You control the game. And I think that's what the biggest thing for me was, is learning how to manage the game and how to go out there and do the little things that were, you know, that help us win a game. And I think that experience is what's huge, and it's going to make a lot more comfort. Everyone saw as the season went on, I became more comfortable back there. I started playing more defense. I started playing, you know, better defense. And I started controlling the game a lot better, which is what I need to do.
Does it help you that most of these pitchers are around your age? The starters that you're dealing with are all guys in their mid-20s just like you?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it helps me, but it's cool, you know. It's you know, it's exciting because we're all young and we're all, you know, we're all been coming up together. You know, all these guys, you know, everyone pretty much has played against each other at some point. So it's cool for me, but it's, you know, old or young, it's the biggest thing is having that trust and knowing that they have the trust in me and know that I'm out there for them. So, and I think they all know that, and I could say confidently they all know that. I just think excited and you know, I love working with them.
John Farrell's talked about two keys for the Blue Jays in 2012. One of them's Colby Rasmus bouncing back and being the guy that everybody knows he can be. The other one's Brett Cecil. And evidently, he's gotten himself in much, much better shape over the course of this offseason. Last year, the only real difference was the home runs. I mean, his whip was the same. His ERA was almost the same. Gave up a few extra home runs. And obviously had some tough times at various points in the year. You've seen how good he can be. Tell us what you're expecting from Brett Cecil this year.
Well, you know, a big thing is he never had really failed. And last year was kind of more, you know, the first failure he had ever gone through. And sometimes that's what people need to wake up and kind of just get him going. He's a good pitcher. He's a great competitor. He's got great stuff. He's a big league starter, but he just needs to be. I think that kind of woke him up to where now he has a new little fire lit under him that he's going to come out here and he has something to prove. You know, in life, you know, sometimes you can be complacent. Until something happens, and I think that you know, I saw pictures of him. The guy, he's what you can tell. He's shed a lot of weight. He's worked out. He's working hard, and that's huge. He's a great guy. He's a big part of our team, both on and off the field. He's a good guy. So it's big for us to have him out there, you know, he's gonna be big for us. We need him out there.
The same first time failure thing could be said for Kyle Drabek too.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's the thing where it's tough. You know, a lot of those guys in the minor leagues didn't fail, and I got lucky to where I did fail, and I did have that year where, you know, my average was down. I still hit home runs. I still drove in runs, but you know, that was considered a failure year for me because I had hit 300 the year before. But I had to learn a lot that year, and I had to mature a lot, and I think it's helped me up here being able to adjust. And you know, I've been fortunate, but you know, a lot of thing in baseball is. Guys go up and down until they can, you know, they figure it out and kind of have that maturity. And I think Kyle's got the stuff. It's just the difference is being able to adjust to the big league level.
All right, last thing for you. You caught Dustin McGowan at the end of last year. He was, 5 years ago, 1-1A with Roy Halladay. That's what they were talking about here. Can he get back to that? What stuff did you see, and what's the hope for him?
The guy's got incredible stuff. He's lights out. He was, you know, still mid-90s. You know, 90 mile an hour slider, good curveball, good changeup. I think he's learned to pitch even more with being able to have to like bounce back and all the stuff that he's been through. I think it's helped him become a better pitcher. So I think it's huge to have him bounce back. And he's another guy who's a great guy. And he's, you know, he's worked his tail off and he has the stuff. You talk to guys, and they'll tell you, hey, he was the nastiest guy that we had to face. So. He's still that same guy, and now he's had a whole offseason, which he hasn't had the rest before. Everything's been rehabbing or not. Now he can rest his arm, get everything ready, and prepare for the whole season.
All right, JP, thanks for this. Have fun with the kids and enjoy going out and seeing Canada.
Thank you.